Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Cholin, Perik Tes, Mishnah Aleph. In order for one food to be metama another food, it has to have a shear. And the minimum shear is the size of a beya, the size of an egg. So if I have food that is tame, but it's not the size of an egg, it can't be metama other foods. But how do I measure this egg? It doesn't necessarily have to be the food itself. It can be the food and things that are attached to it that can be used to calculate the shear of a kebeya. What do we mean what's attached to it? Either it's a shomer, it protects the food. So when you need a kazayas, you can count it in. Or it's the kind of thing you wouldn't eat on your own, but you would eat it together with the food. I'll give you an example. Nobody's going to sit down to a meal of chicken skin. But when you're eating the chicken, plenty of people eat the skin along with it. So the skin would count in with the chicken itself to have a shear of a kebeya. Okay, let's see the Mishnah inside. Once again, Perik Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'ar v'ha'raitiv. Ha'ar means the skin of a shechted animal. Ha'raitiv is like a kind of gel or a thick gravy that oozes out of meat when you cook or roast it, and it like gels. Most people won't sit down to eat this alone, but together with the meat, they'll eat it. So again, I don't have a kebeya of meat, but with this gel, I have a kebeya. I have the size of an egg. The hakipa, I don't have a kazayas in the meat, but with the spices, there's a kazayas. Difum shatim about tenura what olol is. According to Wamsha, when you skin the animal, so you're using a knife to skin the animal, so there's like shreds of meat that accumulate on the knife, comes out of the knife. Again, he's skinning the animal. And as he's running the knife along the skin, you have like shreds of meat over there. Vaitrazak Mishnah of Atzamais and the bones. Bones? You know anyone that eats bones? It means like the marrow in the bones. In Yiddish, it's called a marach. The marrow in the bones could be considered basar. The bones themselves are not. But the basar with the marrow, if you have a kebeya together, that's called a kebeya. Bimitzarefet. Vaitrazak Mishnah v'agidin. So we've discussed in the previous parak about gidim are. Basically, gidim is a term that's used to describe the various different strings that you find in the guf. For whatever reason, they're there. V'hakarnayim, karen is a horn. Karnayim doesn't mean the horn itself, but it means there is some soft part of the horn. The whole horn isn't eaten. You don't need one that eats horns, do you? But there is a soft part of the horn that could be eaten. Again, you're not going to serve someone this soft part of the horn. But together with the basar, you can connect it. Person would eat a little bit of this together with the basar. V'hatlafayim, and the hooves. So here too, the Batnura explains that both the horns and the hooves are soft near the part where it comes out of. They'll bleed if you cut it there. So you see, it's a little fleshy. No one's going to go into a restaurant and see on the menu horns and hooves. But the soft part of it, together with the basar, people will eat it, and therefore you could connect it to form the kazayas. All of these things, mitzdarfin, could be combined, litame tumas eichlin, to have the minimum shear of an egg, of a kebeya, that would be metama other foods. Avaloi tumas nevelos, but they're not considered like part of the meat, in regard to a different type of tumah, tumas nevelos. Nevela is an animal that died without shechita, that has a very powerful tumah. It's metama a person and the begadim that are on him. You have to have a kazayas, but it has to be a kazayas of meat proper. A kazayas of any of these things listed in the Mishnah, even of an animal that died without shechita, is not going to be metama tumas nevela. Or, let's say I have actual meat of the nevela, but less than a kazayas, I cannot combine any of these things to say, well, together with this, there's a kazayas. No, that's just for one eichel being metama, another eichel. It's not for the more severe tumas nevelos. So in a way, this is a chumra by tumas eichlin. Because by tumas nevelos, I would be saved. If I only have a kazayas together with skin or together with the gravy or horns and so on, I wouldn't have tumah. But for tumas eichlin, where I need the shear of a beya, and you have less than a kebeya of basar together with these things, we are mitzarefet. It would be metama other eichlin. So this is really a chumra by tumas eichlin, which tumas nevelos does not have, even though mitzad the tumah itself, Tumas Nevelis is a stronger Tumah. But in order for it to become Tumi, it's easier to be Metama Tumas Eichlim than Tumas Nevelis. So here's another example of where Tumas Eichlim is more strict than Tumas Nevelis, Kiyaitzabai, in a similar vein. Hashoichet Behemet Tmeya Lenachri. Some of Shechts, a Behemet Tmeya, a non kosher animal, Lenachri, for someone who's not Jewish, Umifar Cheses, it's still shaking. So the halacha is Metama Tumas Acholim. If this touches other food, it would be metamit. Why? So the svar is a little tricky. Listen carefully. Can a yid eat this? Of course not. It's a non-kosher behemah. You just said he shechted a behemah that's not kosher. Can a non-Jew eat it? The answer is no. And we've discussed this earlier. This is one of the issues between Yosef and the brothers. Shechita is matter and animal for a yid, not for a non-yid. A non-yid has no chiv to have the animal shechted. If he wants, he can eat a horse. He can eat a camel. But it can't be a live horse and a live camel. That would be an Isser of Eivir Menachai. That's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So what happens if you already shechted the animal and it's still thrashing around? So there's an interesting halacha. For a yid, if it were a kosher animal, he would technically be allowed to eat it, because the shechita is materit for him. But for a non-Jew, no. Because the animal is considered alive, being that shechita is not considered something that's matir the animal for the non-Jew. Memela, even though we shechted a non-kosher animal over here and it's still thrashing around, so for a yid couldn't eat it anyway because it's a not-kosher animal. But because a yid shechted it, and he did it for a non-yid to be able to eat, so we say, this makes it food for the not-yid. And once it's food, it's metametumas achlan. That's how the Bat Tanur explains it. So it's a very interesting halacha. You have to have a yid shechting for someone who's not Yiddish. So in his machshava, he's making this mutter for the nachri. And that's what gives it a din of food only in regard to Tumas Achlum. So the nachri cannot eat it until it actually stops thrashing around. Avaloi Tumas Nevelis. But just Tumas Eichlin, not Tumas Nevelis. When would an animal become tuma tumas nevelis? Again, a very severe tuma that can be metama both the person and his clothes that he's wearing. Only the animal actually died. Avaloi tumas nevelis at shetamus, continues the Mishnah. It doesn't have tumas nevelis until the thrashing stops and it completely dies. Or yachiyatis as raisha, or he cuts off the animal's head. If the head is cut off, even if the animal is still shaking, and it could be, it does happen, but it would have Tumas Nevelis. So Zakta Mishnah, Riba Latamet Tumas Achalim, Mimasha Riba Latamet Tumas Nevelis. So we just had two examples where we see that the Torah was more machmir, the Torah gave more koyach to be metama with the Tumah of foods than with the Tumah of Nevelis. One is whether you could connect a little bit of basar and all these other things listed in the Mishnah, like the horns and the hooves. And the other is in regard to when a yid shechts for a nachri, a non-kosher animal, and it's still shaking. There's tumas eichlin, but no tumas nevelis. Rabbi Huda says that ha'olol ha'machunas. Remember the olol, those small little pieces of meat stuck to the skin? So we're talking about pieces of meat stuck to the skin of a nevela. Ha'machunas. Machunas means a person made a point of putting this together in one place, gathering it. He likes it. He wants to use it. He's scraping this together to put it on a plate. So, im yesh by kezayis b'makam echad, if you talk about kezayis in one place, chayiv alav. And basically what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that being that he gave it a chashivas, he made a point of gathering this together to be able to eat, it does have tumas nevela. So what does that mean, chayiv? What would he be chayiv on? The answer is that if he's Tameh, Tumas Nevela, and then he enters the Beis Hamikdash, or he eats a carbon, he would be Chayiv. Because just for becoming Tameh, you're not Chayiv. But if he's not careful after he becomes Tameh, that's when he would be Chayiv. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Tes Mishnah Aleph. Skin that is connected to the basar, the gravy. By the way, after it's cooked or roasted, and it's like gels, or spices, or olol, Again, what olol is, we said it's the little shreds of meat. It's like on the knife, that accumulate on the knife when you're skinning the animal. Some hold that it's the gid in the neck and on the shedra. Whatever it is, it's something that you don't just eat normally, but could be combined. As well as marrow of the bones, the giden, the soft spots of the horns and the hooves at their base, it's shtickel soft, it would actually bleed. So you see it's a little fleshy. All these things, you wouldn't serve it for supper. But in regard to Tumas Eichlin, that and the basar could be combined to form a kazaya so that it's metama other Eichlin. Now, by the way, the reason for that is either they're considered a shomer for the Eichel, even if the thing itself is not edible, but if it protects the Eichel, it can be counted in to be part of the Eichel. Or, because lemaisa, while you wouldn't eat it on its own, you would eat it along with the Eichel. I'll give you an example. You wouldn't sit down to a meal of skin of chicken, but some people eat it along with the chicken. Okay. However, when it comes to Tumas Nevelis, you need a Kazayas, we don't combine these things. So in that regard, Tumas Eichlin is more strict than Tumas Nevelis. But that matter, the Mishnah told us that if some shechts a behema temeya linachri, and that behema is still shaking, it's still thrashing around, so it's metama Tumas Eichlin. That's because a yid shechted it for a nachri with the kavana to make it food, even though the yid can't eat it because it's a tamadika behema, and the nachri can't eat it either until it stops thrashing. But in regard to tumas acholim, it's still going to be considered an eichel, but not tumas nevelis. It wouldn't be tumas nevelis until either the head is chopped off, not even if it's thrashing, or it stops shaking around. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in regard to the olol, those little pieces of meat that, like the knife, scrapes together when it skins the animal. Remains like stuck to the skin. It says if there's a kazayis b'makam echa, then you would be chayiv on it for tumas nevelos. Now again, you're not chayiv for becoming tummy, but it means if you received tumah through this and then went into the base of Mikdash or in Hegdish, he would be chayiv.